Tonight, the boss of Air New Zealand reveals refunding all its customers would ground the airline for good. The national carrier is losing $5 million a day and is bracing for potentially more job losses, saying it needs to slash $150 million from its wage bill. It's already ditched 4,000 jobs, with some employees taking a 30% cut in pay. The company's had more than $70 million from the government wage subsidy scheme, but says it will need to rely on the second round of subsidies for millions more. Last April, it carried 1.4 million passengers. This April, it was just 15,000. It's also taking a hammering from many customers unhappy that they are being offered credits instead of refunds. But the airline says it simply doesn't have the financial reserves to refund everyone. I spoke to CEO Greg Foran a little earlier and started by asking him to sum up his first 100 days.
Full of more challenges and more change than anything I've experienced ever in my life.
And you're going to have more change. You're saying that, well, there will be more job losses. When do you expect the next wave of redundancies?
Well, we're going to start working through that carefully with our team. And I would stress that redundancy is not something that we would like to have happen this time. And that's because, you know, we've taken some action already and 4,000 Air New Zealanders have left. This next phase is just about helping us get through this dip that we're going to experience before international comes back online. So if we can work through with reduced hours, some leave without pay, those sort of things, that would be much more preferable to us. It's hard to work out exactly when the borders reopen and when we want people back, but we do want them back, so we're just trying to deal with this dip in revenue, which has gone on a bit longer than we predicted when we first did our forecast back in March and April.
You haven't ruled out redundancies, though, so how many are you potentially looking at?
As I said, we don't know because it will depend exactly how we work through, and that would be the last piece of action that I would want to take.
Understand that, but do you anticipate there will be more redundancies with the money that you are looking to save?
There may be, as I've mentioned, but as I said, our preference is not to do that. Our preference is to see if we can save money using other tactics.
Okay, well, you want to save $150 million from your wage bill here. You're talking to the unions. There's going to be redundancies, isn't there?
As I said, we are talking to the unions, and yes, we're going to continue to explore all those options. And we wouldn't rule them out, but we would much rather actually have people working with us and seeing if we can solve this in a way that gets them back and employed fully in Air New Zealand.
So where are these cuts going to come from then? Is it going to be at executive level? Is it going to be through more ground, air crew? What parts of the business?
Yeah. Well, as you know, we've actually been, across the entire business, and it hasn't just been labour, of course. We've taken action in terms of capital and operating expenses, you know, real estate, supply chain. Executives have been impacted. We've made changes there. There's been pay cuts. So all parts of the business, and, you know, we're very sensible and careful about how we do this. But we've also got to make sure that this airline is in a great position as we deal with, you know, an event which is really, beyond anything we've experienced previously.
Understand that, but you're looking to save $150 million from your wages bill, and that's not small change. So which areas is that going to come out of?
Well, as I said, all areas. You could be in airports. It could be a bit more in terms of cabin crew, although we've made some pretty significant changes there already. Pilots, engineering and maintenance, home office. So all parts of the business.
Are you losing money every day?
We certainly are. So we'll burn
How
through
much?
Cash at about we burn through cash at about $5 million a day at the moment. And that's because this is a highly fixed cost business. And I'm sure, as you can understand, when your turnover has been $6 billion a year and you're really only flying, a minimum amount of routes at the moment, you know, a couple of $100 million in revenue, that will improve, hopefully, as we get the Tasman open. You don't make money. And so how long, this is about us making sure we get through this phase.
So how long can you afford to burn through $5 million a day?
Well, our cash when we began, dealing with COVID-19, it was sitting at about $1.1 billion. And we announced to the market a couple of weeks ago that that was now down to 650-ish or so. So you can see that we've burnt through the best part of $500 million through the back end of February, March and April and some of May. So, you can assume that the government loan that we were able to secure, we'll need to access that sometime in the next few months. And if international borders don't open for some time, putting Australia and the Pacific Islands aside, we will have to consider what other options we take. But I'm no wiser in terms of when we'll be able to fly to the United States than many people, and our assumptions are at this stage is it's likely to be, more towards the end of next year.
Okay, so you say next couple of months you'll have to dip into that $900 million. So can you be a bit more specific? You'll definitely have to do it before the end of the year?
Definitely before the end of the year.
Can you tell us when about you think that's going to happen? Because I imagine you are watching these figures so carefully.
Well, we certainly do look at the cash at the bank every day. And as I said, we continue to review that. And sometime in the next few months, we'll begin to access that loan. And, part of the action that we're taking at the moment, whether it be in terms of finding another $150 million plus some more capital, plus some more OPEX, the way we're dealing with customer credits at the moment, this is all about us creating, a platform that ensures that this airline gets through this and, not only survives it, but can revive and then thrive at the other end.
Are you going to take the second round of wage subsidy?
We certainly are, and we've been deep in discussion with everyone around that, and we'll definitely be accessing that. And I think for Air New Zealand, that is about $37 million. We got $79 million in the first round.
So you're looking for an additional $37
million? That is correct.
So in terms of your long-haul flights then, what is the plan? Is you're going to have a direct flight to New York City. Is that gone for good? Chicago, are those gone for good? Or what's your approach?
No, I believe that at a point in time, we're going to be up and operating. And the United States is a really important market for Air New Zealand. I'd like to be back flying into all those locations, and none of those are off the table.
By when?
I don't know. So we'll just have to work through and see how things eventuate in terms of whether it's a therapy or vaccine and how borders are going to be controlled. And we'll just have to see. We've made an assumption at this stage that we think probably no real significant activity until the back half of next year.
You've got a 100-day plan to revive the airline, as you put it. That takes you up to August 2022, 800-day mm-hmm. plan. So what is your measure of success?
Well, we want to have a really great airline at that point. We think, hopefully revenues around, $4-plus billion. We'll be moving less customers. We think maybe about 13 million customers, and we want the airline absolutely in the black and profitable and innovating with customer product and creating a great environment for all our staff. So I think we can achieve that. My team think we can achieve that, and that's what we're putting in place.
Does that mean you're going to be more expensive to customers?
Absolutely not. Air New Zealand is going to be a very, very competitive airline.
Have you been talking to any other airlines, and have you, for example, talked to Chris Luxon and Rob Fyfe?
Yes, I have, and regularly talk to airline executives around the world, United, Delta, Qantas, for example, we share ideas and thoughts and compare notes and assumptions, and it's very valuable, as it is talking to previous chief executives here. of whom I met and spent time with.
So the previous chief executives, have they been able to give you anything helpful that you've run with?
Incredibly helpful. And, you know, Rob Fyfe, as you know, has been down helping the government with COVID-19. He's also on the board of Air Canada. Regularly in touch with him. I was talking with Christopher the other night, seeking some counsel and advice there. So, you know, we are in touch and use each other's skills and knowledge to help navigate through this.
A lot of your customers have been complaining, and they've been complaining to us. Did you get that wrong? The credits and the refunds, did you get it wrong?
You know, the first thing I'd say is that is incredibly frustrating for our customers, and I can understand that frustration and I empathise with them. But I also want to say that for many of them, I thank them for their support. And last weekend, I was around all our call centres and getting feedback. And many of our customers do actually like the fact they could take a credit and support Air New Zealand. The simple facts are that if we went and refunded all non-refundable tickets, we'd actually be in a situation where we could not afford to operate. So, you know, as much as I would like to be able to solve that, I can't. We've got a business that we've still got to operate. We've got staff to pay. We've got bills to pay. We've got a loan that we will draw down. And even when I take all of those things into account, there will not be enough cash in the bank should we go and refund non-refundable tickets. So the credit is a good option. We've tried to make that more palatable, extend the use of it, let people pool it, use it on a family basis. That's a change that we've just put in place today. I know our call centres have been under pressure. We've been working to reduce those call times. So, you know, acknowledge the frustration. It is what it is. And if anyone's got any real issues, please, you know, be patient. We're going to get to you and we will help you.
So are you urging anyone who can afford to leave their money with Air New Zealand in a credit to do so?
Absolutely. That certainly helps support the airline. And, you know, there are over 2,500 cases where on compassionate grounds we will refund, you know, tickets that are non-refundable because we want to try and do what we can for our customers.
So, to be clear, if you had to pay all of this money back out in refunds, that would sink you as an airline?
That is correct.